We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. Construction work has resulted in multiple upcoming road closures in the city of Champaign. Starting tomorrow until Monday, the westbound lane of Broadmoor Drive between Mattis Avenue and Lakeside Drive will be closed. Local properties will be maintained, but through traffic will not be permitted in the area. Also starting tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 5th Street between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street will be closed. Access will be maintained to all local properties. Regarding other updates for the City of Champaign, the Champaign City Council held its regular meeting at the City Building last night. The meeting consisted of a vote on the approval of additional funds from recent grants awarded to Champaign. When asked about the importance of the funds, Township Supervisor Charlene Murray stressed the impending closure dates.
So funding for Strides has obviously been an ongoing concern. It still is. We are set for closure in April. As you all might know, their shelter, the overflow shelter, is also set to close in April. So that's 160 plus people that will be outside if we don't come up with a plan for them.
The vote passed unanimously. Moving into the study session for the evening, Deputy Mayor Will Kiles kicked things off with a proclamation of Black History Month.
Now, therefore, I, Deborah Fink Finan, Mayor of the City of Champaign, Illinois, do hereby proclaim February 2026 as Black History Month in the City of Champaign, Illinois.
The study session continued with a review of the bike share license agreement program and a vote to move forward with the final contract. The vote passed unanimously. And finally, men's and women's wheelchair basketball will play tournaments Friday and Saturday at the Arc, their first home game since October. The men's team has a 10-7 record and are 5-3 against collegiate teams. The women's team is 8-7 with a 2-4 collegiate record. Because there are so few college wheelchair basketball teams, programs also play against non-collegiate squads. However, this weekend's tournament will only include teams from National Wheelchair Basketball Association's Intercollegiate Division. Games Friday night are orange out. All games will also be streamed on Illinois Wheelchair Basketball's YouTube channel. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Gavin Westlake, and Mac Jones. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.